I'm speaking with Mr. Patrick Mahoney, and he's organizing a Mother's Day half marathon this coming Sunday in North Hatley. So, Mr. Mahoney, can you tell us how you came up with this idea and why?
Well, I was looking to add a sixth race to the calendar I already organized in Sherbrooke, St. Catherine de Hatley, and Magog. And to me, Mother's Day in North Hatley was a very good idea. Plus, we added a brunch this year where people can come and just watch the runners come in and enjoy Mother's Day almost lakeside. So that's pretty much how the idea came to me. And I was pretty sure that people would respond positively to an invitation for such a run.
Okay. And where will the brunch take place?
The brunch will be held under a tent that will be placed on the soccer field in North Hatley, just behind the Pilsen. And there's going to be a park there for kids to enjoy and parents to relax.
Okay. And how many people do you expect to attend?
It's hard for the brunch, it's hard to tell, but for the race, I already have over 400 people registered, runners registered for the half marathon, the 10K, and the 5K. And there's also a 1 kilometer race for kids that's going to be held around 11 o'clock. So we're expecting usually there's about maybe a 10% of add-ons in the morning where people register. They see if it's nice or not, and they come and register the morning of the race and lace up their shoes and go for a run.
Right. So you chose the small village of North Hatley. Is there a specific reason for that?
Well, the village of North Hatley was voted last year in by the French newspaper La Presse as the most beautiful village in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of runners from the circuit that I organize, which is called courirenestrie.com.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those people come from the from Montreal and the South Shore of Montreal. And I knew North Hatley would attract them to for another race, and especially with the formula that we've installed with the brunch afterwards, I was pretty sure that people would come down to North Hatley for a little jog.
So you did mention that you have 410 people registered already. Are these from Montreal area? Are they local people? Or
I'd say there's about 70%, 75% people that are come from. From Sherbrooke, Magog, you know, the greater Sherbrooke area, and about 25% from outside. I even have some people coming in from Alberta.
They're visiting
family. So people are registered from, I think it's Canmore and Red Deer, Alberta. So I figure they must have family or they really, really like the races I organize and decided to come down for a run.
Right. And so is there a cost for this?
Yes. The cost of registration the morning of the race is for kids it's $12.50 for adults that's for the 1 kilometer and for the 5 kilometers it's $45 10 kilometers $55 and 21K is $65.
And so, what about the proceeds? Where are they going to be going?
Part of the proceeds are going to be going to NHRS, North Hatley Recreational Services. It's an agreement that I had with the town of North Hatley to hold the event in their town. Actually, every event of courirenestrie.com has a portion of the proceeds, which goes to different organizations that help out in the community. So that was one of the goals that I set for myself when I set up the circuit last year. And last year we gave back to the community about $21,000 over five races. So we decided to keep the formula for this year.
Okay.
And it's always a pleasure to see that we can have a positive impact on people's health and also have a positive impact in the community.
So exactly what in the community will be able to benefit?
Well, the NHRS building in North Hatley, I think, has to be revamped. It's getting quite old.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, I think, they have a fundraising campaign going on in North Hatley right now, and I believe it's going to be a plus for the population. Also, you know, it gets the 1 kilometer run. It gets kids to run and try out a new sport, new activity. Which is very important,
mm-hmm.
and to get them off, and no pun intended, but get them off on the right foot, so they can enjoy, you know, just going for a little jog.
So, can you tell me exactly where the course will be?
Yeah, the course is pretty much an out and back. We leave from the village of North Hatley, and we're going to go by the lake. We're going to be running always on the south shore of the lake, and it's going to be Chemin du Lac pretty much all the way. We're going to cut through Highland, through the golf course, go up, and then back down on the other side. We're going to keep going on the dirt road there that leads to the 143. So it's going to be on Hatley Acres and Chemin du Lac all the way.
Okay. And so what time does this start?
The start is at 8:30 for the 21K, and then the 10K is going to be at 8:35, and then the 5K is going to be at 8:45.
Have you checked the long-term forecast for the weather?
No, I don't do that. Okay. That's one thing I don't and can't control, so I can't worry about that, and I'm going to have to deal with whatever weather we have.
So if it rains, the marathon still goes on?
Oh, yeah. Everything goes on. I mean, rain or shine, we're going to be there and be ready.
As long as it doesn't snow.
Even if it snows.
Okay.
If it snows, the only thing that could maybe stop us is thunderstorms. But rain or shine, we're going to be running.
Well, that sounds great. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be.
Yes. Well, good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And thank you for taking the time to speak with CJMQ.
Hey, my pleasure.